salvation ourselves, we are not without the favor of God. Because when I'm talking about this, you see this, and you know your existence. When I talk about the other dimension, suddenly you think you have that as well. That's what it is. When you hear about the spiritualism, suddenly you realize that, not that I'm this beautiful existence, I have a spirit as well, therefore I have more rights. This is not like it. Remember that other part? You don't have it. You belong to that. You remember so many times I come back to this. The best word for me is the heart. When they say heart, suddenly I see a lot of heartless people, they talk about their heart. Because they think that I have this, I have a brain, and I have a heart. But it makes sense. I have a brain, and the heart has me. That's how it goes. I belong to the heart. Heart is not mine. Honestly, which one of you think that your heart is yours? Your heart is yours? How come that you don't have the key to this house? How come that this house is locked and they don't let even the closest to God to go in it? And you can do nothing to it. This is really related to say, if your heart is yours, do something to it. But let me show you how easily your heart will turn you around. You're sitting down, you're the happiest person, suddenly your heart will submerge you in the sorrow. You're sitting down, sad and lost, suddenly your heart burns everything and you are in heaven. Who belongs to whom here? Huh? You know why you think you have the heart? You are the owner. You know why? Because whenever they say heart, you imagine something they speak, right? You're not listening to us that we say it doesn't really physically exist. You see these little red blob of what nonsense, which is, doesn't look like the pump, but that's what you see, right? Guess what? When we say heart, we mean the heart of the matter. It means the center of everything. And that belongs to him, not you. At the end of the day, I told you, because I like it this way. I like it the correct way. At the beginning we'll say, it's difficult. You don't promise anything. So the difficult stuff is good to hear. If there are some of you that will realize that later we are going to say this and you may dislike it, don't be here tomorrow. There is one heart. It's not mine, it's not yours. It's his house. He doesn't have a rental condominium for everyone one heart. There is one heart. And we belong to that. That's the source of unity we believe in. That's the way that Rumi would say, I'm no different than Shams. Because we have the same heart. Different bodies, so what? Different thoughts, so what? There is that unity, that end. Therefore, after all the happenings which happened for better, and you were always thinking about for worse, right? You were going with this story, and the story was about a bad merchant, wrong messages, a parrot dying over there, a parrot dying here, and the merchant losing. This was not the story. The story was God wanted to be kind to a merchant, to save the merchant. Therefore, parrot is intrigued to write the love letter. The other parrot will understand, and with acting will show the other parrot, and at the end of the day we have a free parrot, enlightened merchant. And all of that happened just because he wanted to be kind. It comes from his kindness. Because in this story, the parrot is no one and will die, and the merchant is nobody. And nobody does something right, except that little parrot, which did something which was wrong to you. That's the story, right? At the end of it, there is a paragraph saying, whatever I said was only one side of the coin for you to understand. The other side of the coin is that he wanted it to happen. Therefore, my prayer is always this, that, oh my God, you gave me a droplet of this knowledge. Please connect this droplet with the ocean. Connection between that droplet of water in me, that heart, with the heart of the universe. That's what we need. Everything, look around you, everything looks like a fight. Nowadays, you all imagine the life as a competition. You said, oh, if you look like that, everything is being ruined. No matter what was created is ruined now, right? So everything is going to go away. No. There is another way to see it. Look at the nothingness, that everything is coming out of it. Of course, I have seen a lot of stuff that happened and went away and died. And you could see that. Imagine there is a clock ticking, and beside it, they will let you know how many people are dying. Somebody's dying. How do you feel? There is a clock like that. How do you feel looking at it?
Discouraging.
Helpless, discouraging. Why? Because that's not the truth. That's a big lie. Because more than the people who are dying, the people are being born. If you don't see that part, the other part is stupid. Reality, in reality, whatever exists will be ruined, will be gone, right? Whatever lives will die. This is reality. Because reality doesn't know why the living creature are being born, why the goodness is there. This story, look at the stories they tell about the historical moment of humanity, is always the doom day, is always the last day, and everything is going to ruin. And a lot of people believe in that. Why? Because they're old. The young one, they don't listen to this stuff. The elderly people, they are dying, they think that everything is dying, because it's my turn. Nothing is dying here. The magic is that everything comes out from nothingness. What about that part? But the brain always looks at the other one. Why? Do you know why? Because brain itself is a dying stuff. Brain doesn't get born with me. Remember? You started with this educational nonsense you gave me. My heart is mine. I came with it and I go with it. And it doesn't change. It doesn't die. But the brain will die. So brain notices the temporary. He said, listen, you wanted to understand this universe? Hundreds of thousands of opposites are killing their opposites. The decree is drawing them from forth again. There is caravan over the caravan. Continually, from nothingness toward existence. Look at that one. Because Yes, logically, you could look around and say everything is going to die. But don't you see in that image? Everything should have finished. But it's not going to finish. Everything is being born. Me? Who tells me I'm going to die? Even my family doctor doesn't tell me that. But look at me, what do you see? You see a dying creature. And this death was waiting for me right from the birth, right? And if they ask you, what is the real stuff that you know will happen to this guy? You say, oh, the guy will die. And you believe that existence and life is relative, but death is absolute. It's certain, right? Isn't that the way you think? When you think about the living creatures? The life they have is temporary. Something for sure is there is death, right? And if you think like this, everything is going to end death, and you should be depressed, and it's good, kill yourself, and you will die, we'll laugh. Doesn't matter. But this thinking is not even correct. You know why? Because let's forget those simplicity of your grand-grand-grandfather. We are now. And now we know about the dimensions of reality. Would you please count them for me? Six are the existence, right? Nowadays we know about something else, the fourth dimension. Right? Let's talk in fourth dimension. What is it?
Time.
Let's talk about time. What is the past? Past is something which supposedly was here. You're not that sure, but okay. And it's gone, right? And could never come back. Never ever, right? So that's past. How about future? Future may be or may not be here. We don't know. It's a possibility, right? Oh, that element of chance that even Albert Einstein couldn't accept, and he was proved to be silly. Future, oh, the difference is, but future is only possibility. What is real? Now, who was talking about the definite and probability and that stuff? First you accept it, look at it again, there is only one thing real. What is it? Look at me, I'm alive. This is real. My death is not real. My life is real. So, be real. We are not a dying creature. We are a living creature. I'm alive here. And in the meaning, when do I die? When does this wave I'm making in this universe die? If you are silly, you will see only the big ripples, and when they are small, you forget about it, right? Let's go back to that science. When something happens, a ripple starts in the universe, which never, ever dies. It looks faded, but it's always there. Do you remember the principle of energy never dying out? That's reality. So how come that when it comes to reality, suddenly you go back a couple of thousand years ago? How come that reality to you is something that Plato was looking at? Plato's time is archaic. Even 100 years ago is archaic. 100 years ago, We don't know anything about